As I read Hitchens and some of the other atheists too, a major concern is with biblical interpretation. Very often, they will go after religion on the basis of what I would characterize as a very literalist or fundamentalist reading of the Bible. Something's in the Bible, and you read it straightforwardly, and it seems pretty stupid or pretty violent. Well, that means the Bible's a bad book. You know, from the beginning, from the earliest days, Christians have known you have to read the Bible carefully, in a nuanced manner, and with a very clear interpretive apparatus in place. We say the Bible, like it's one book, but the Bible is a compilation of many books according to very differing literary genres. There is straightforward history in the Bible, in the book of Joshua, in the book of 1 Samuel, 1 Kings, and so on. You can find straightforward history. There's also high poetry in the Bible. Look at the Psalms, at the book of Proverbs. You'll find prophecy in the Bible, which is its own genre. You'll find legal codes in the Bible. So a lot of the interpretive apparatus means knowing what kind of text I'm dealing with. So if someone hands me the front page of the Chicago Tribune this morning, well, yeah, that's a genre. It's journalistic writing. It's about what happened yesterday. It's trying to be straightforward, literalistic, direct. Someone hands me a fairy tale. Well, I'm not going to read it like the front page of the Tribune. Someone hands me a legal code. I'll read that with a different interpretive lens. Someone hands me a book of prophecy. Well, see, the Bible is filled with all different types of stories, all different types of literary forms, and we can't just approach it with one clunky set of lenses on. We have to keep changing our lenses as we read the Bible. That's often, I find, what the critics don't do. They'll choose one kind of lens and read the whole Bible that way. Origen of Alexandria was writing at the beginning of the 3rd century. He's a very early figure. Origen knew that Scripture has a variety of senses, one of which is the literal. The Bible sometimes talks in a straightforward historical way. But Origen saw other types of interpretation. Let me give you an example from him. One of the texts that Hitchens and many others will bring forward, the text about the Israelite conquest of the Holy Land. When they come in like a blitzkrieging army, they put to death thousands of people, even women and children. They put the ban on cities, the Bible says, and God commanded that. How did Origen read those passages? He said, as a Christian, I must read them in light of Christ. That means in light of the crucified and risen Savior. So I can't read them as a justification for blitzkrieging genocide. I can't read them as, yes, God wants to put to death innocent people. So Origen read them in a more moralizing way. He said, the people that are conquered stand for sin in us. They stand for injustice in us. They stand for violence in us. What God is saying is, the Israelites standing for justice, if you want, standing for goodness, for God's order, we must put to death in us, in our society, all the vestiges of sin. All of them. Not just some, not just most, but we must put to death, put the ban on injustice, hatred, violence. Because if we don't, all these things have a way of roaring back. Suppose your doctor said to you, this is really good news, we got 98% of the cancer. Well, you wouldn't be relieved, would you? Well, heck, that means it's going to come roaring back. No, doctor, I want you to put the ban on that cancer. I want you to eliminate that cancer completely from my system. Origen read these accounts as moral, spiritual accounts of destroying in us and in the society what God wants destroyed, the power of sin. It's just an example of a subtler means of reading these texts about that seem quite violent to us. The Bible is a very honest book. If you were to film the Bible, it would be at least an R rating, you know, in terms of the violence and sexuality. But it's a blunt account of human life. It doesn't look piously the other way. The Bible is a very straightforward book about the human condition. Is it full of violence? Yeah. Is it full of immorality? Of course. And much of that is on display in the Bible. Now, how do we read it? Do we say, well, this is God approving of violence? Well, no. We read it finally in light of Christ. We read it in light of the cross of Christ. Don't read it as straightforward history. Don't read it as naive cosmology. Read it with spiritual eyes. Well, the church fathers from the earliest days knew that we should read the Bible in this subtle way. When I read the atheists, including Hitchens, I say, well, yeah, if you're going after fundamentalists, you're making a point. but not those who read the Bible with some sophistication.